Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I'd like to join previous speakers in congratulating you on your assumption of the presidency of the 24th Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to amend Protocol 2. We believe that universal adherence to this protocol in particular will serve to realize the objectives and purposes of the convention. We welcome and appreciate the efforts undertaken by the President in this regard and take this opportunity to call on all those who have not yet done so to join this protocol as amended. For its part, the Republic of Korea has actively complied with its obligations in all aspects as outlined in detail in its report submitted annually since its accession to the protocol. The ROK is continuing with its mine clearing efforts where possible in a systemic and phased manner. From March to December 2021, 292 mines were removed, including one entire tank mine over an area of approximately 600,000 square meters. In conducting the mining activities, the ROK has abided by the principles of the International Mine Action Standards. Moreover, the ROK Army Engineering School launched a new humanitarian demining program last year in which 249 officers took part over the past year. We are also exercising strict control over anti-personnel landmines and have maintained an indefinite extension of the moratorium on their exports ever since 1997. In addition, the Republic of Korea has not installed anti-personnel mines for several years. As for the existing mines, we are undertaking all possible precautionary measures to protect civilians from the risks and effects of mines in accordance with relevant provisions of its law specifically enacted to implement this amended protocol. Moreover, the Republic of Korea has been taking part in international cooperation efforts to support those affected by landmines through multilateral channels, including the UN Voluntary Trust Fund for assistance in mine action. Korea International Cooperation Agency is also contributing to the capacity building programs for the affected population and communities in the countries across different regions. Furthermore, through the UN Peacekeeping Ministerial held last year in Seoul, my government has announced a specific pledge to contribute to the capacity building for mine remover, including through a bilateral provision of the mining training courses and equipment. Mr. President, before closing, we wish to echo the grave concerns regarding a number of reports on Ukrainian civilians having fallen victim to indiscriminate usage of landmines and booby traps that run counter to the objective and purpose of this amended protocol. I thank you, Mr. President.